Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learned that Mem Zayin, Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include Rabbi Yechanan's halacha of Umen Ein Lechazaka, Ben Umen Yesh Lechazaka. For a craftsman, the chazaka is not proof of ownership, but for his son, who claims that he inherited the item from his father, a chazaka is valid proof of ownership. However, Gazlan Uven Gazlan Ein Len Chazaka. For both a thief and his son, who was not a thief and claims that he inherited the field from his father, a chazaka is not valid proof. However, Ben Benoy Shel Gazlan Yesh Lechazaka. For the grandson of a thief who claims that he inherited the field from his father, a chazaka is valid proof. The case in which even for Ben Gazlan Yesh Lechazaka. The Brice is halacha of Umen Yared Meum Nasa Yesh Lechazaka. Regarding a craftsman, only while he maintains this job, a chazaka is not valid proof. However, if he gave up his job of Umen and then he took possession of the item, the chazaka is a valid proof. Rav Huna's halacha of Gazlan Shehevi Raya. If a thief brought a proof of Eidim who testify that the owner admitted to selling him the field, it depends. If Loi Nasin Mayis, the Eidim did not see the thief pay the owner, Ein Rayasi Raya, Ve'im Amidim Sada Beyadi. The proof is not valid, and he is not given possession of the field because we assume that the owner was coerced. The Machlik is Rav and Shmuel regarding Raya Bishtar. If the owner wrote a shtar for the thief that he sold in the field, but Loi Nasin Mayis, is the sale effective or not? The machlik is regarding Nasan Le Mois, if Eidim did see the thief pay the owner for the field, is the sale effective or not?